Believers respond to needs in Myanmar and find a way around an impasse. A Christian center grows in the heartland of Hinduism. And Bibles reach Uganda's children, but more children have to wait. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Cyclone relief efforts in Myanmar are floundering. 1.5 million survivors could die from hunger and disease in the meantime. Partners International's John Lewis says their team is helping people rebuild their lives.
There's a village where we have had an orphanage that we have supported for a number of years. And in that village, people had over 400 homes destroyed. The people have crowded into the school, and that's where they're living. Now the military has come and said, we want you all to leave the school in the next 4 days. They have nowhere to go.
The tightly controlled military country is making it nearly impossible to get supplies in. So Lewis says they're providing funding for both food and shelter. It's a tangible part of ministry.
It is great to be able to work with folks that have had a Christian commitment there for a long time. And I know at this point they're not only trying to serve Christians or anything. They are there to show the love of Christ in a very practical way right now. I think at this particular moment, the issue is just helping people in their most desperate need.
Next, the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee has found a similar way to get around the politics and get aid into Myanmar. The ministry was able to purchase emergency supplies and food locally through its partner for distribution in the Delta region of Myanmar. They're providing 10,000 families with emergency food, shelter, medical care, and water purification kits through July 31st. Pray for the testimony and the wisdom of the team that's handling the distribution. You're listening to Mission Network News. Uttar Pradesh, India is almost the heartland of Hinduism in the country. Bright Hope International opened a resource center in this strategic area. By 2025, their goal is to see at least 20 to 30,000 men trained and 10,000 churches planted. Isaac Shaw explains what they do.
We train them how to build bridges with the socially impoverished people of how to start a project, how to start a community development project, how to start a self-employment project, something practical which they can do.
They've had 9 baptisms since they opened a year ago, but with so many other religions in the area, it's expected that conversion won't be easy.
We do prepare them for opposition, and we tell them that this opposition will come, and the conversions are genuine. Wherever the conversions are genuine, these men stand up and face great hardship, even martyrdom.
They have plans for expanding the outreach. Learn more online. Meanwhile, an estimated 4 million schoolchildren across Uganda are being impacted with scripture following a referendum allowing the Bible to be taught in the public schools. So far, the World Bible Translation Center has provided Bibles to 143,000 teachers. Through a single teacher, one Bible will bring the impact of the gospel to 90 people. The ministry is only halfway to their goal. The team's still raising funds to print the final 120,000 easy-to-read Bibles for the Ugandan classrooms. And in Albania, the Words of Hope team is completely indigenous now. One of their new ideas spawned the production of over 100 two-minute programs that deal with contemporary problems. But just before they began airing in March, an old ammunition depot exploded. Lady Young says,
it was a perfect opportunity to begin to air some of the programs that really speak to the questions of why. That's the title of this short-form topical program. And it helped people to grapple with the questions that this kind of tragedy raises.
These same programs may also make their way into Islamic Kosovo. There are no Christian stations there, but some are still willing to air Christian programs.
We're very excited about this open door for missionary radio or for Christian radio to be heard inside of Kosovo. And we hope that as they now are enjoying their independence, that there will also be a new dawning spiritually.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Or you can follow the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.